AI visibility is becoming one of the most talked about ideas in digital publishing. But there is a problem. Most of the market is measuring only part of it. Today, AI visibility is commonly described through mentions, citations, rankings, sentiment, and share of voice. Those signals can tell a publisher whether a brand, source, or page appeared in an AI-generated response. They cannot necessarily tell us whether the information was understood correctly. A source can be cited while the wrong entity is selected. A correct fact can be repeated while an important condition is omitted. Current information can be combined with outdated information. A source can receive attribution even when the resulting answer no longer preserves what the source actually said. That is the problem addressed by the Visibility Code, a new public framework for knowledge engineering for answer engines. The central idea begins with a simple observation. The machine's job changed. For decades, web publishing operated around documents. Publishers created pages. Search engines discovered and ranked those pages. People clicked through and performed much of the interpretation themselves. Answer engines and AI agents increasingly perform some of that interpretive work before a person reaches the source. They retrieve information, identify entities, compare claims, connect relationships, synthesize material from multiple sources, and increasingly use that information to answer questions and perform tasks. That changes the publisher's job. A web page is still important, but the Visibility Code argues that the page is a container. The real asset is the knowledge it carries. That knowledge can include entities, facts, claims, relationships, definitions, qualifiers, provenance, applicability, validity periods, and version information. Publishers often know all of this. It may exist in databases, content management systems, application logic, editorial processes, or source records. But when the information becomes a conventional web page, some of that structure can disappear. A human reader may be able to reconstruct the missing context. A machine has to infer it. Knowledge engineering for answer engines attempts to reduce unnecessary inference by making more of what the publisher already knows explicit. One of the most important distinctions in the Visibility Code is the difference between retrieval and resolution. Retrieval finds potentially relevant information. Resolution determines what that information means in context. Which entity does this fact describe? Which conditions apply? What source supports the claim? When is the information valid? Where does it apply? How does it relate to the other information needed to answer the question? Finding a page does not necessarily resolve those questions. This leads to a broader way of thinking about AI visibility. Instead of asking only whether information appeared, publishers can examine several dimensions. Was the information retrieved? Was the correct entity or claim resolved? Was its meaning represented faithfully? Was the appropriate source attributed? Was the information current? Could it be responsibly used for the task? These distinctions matter because a citation alone does not establish fidelity. Consider qualifier loss. A source might state that someone qualifies for a benefit only under specific timing, eligibility, coverage, or geographic conditions. An AI-generated answer could preserve the headline conclusion but omit one of those conditions. The source might still be cited. The answer might still sound authoritative, but the meaning has changed. For healthcare, insurance, finance, law, public policy, safety, and other high-consequence information, that is not a minor publishing problem. It is an information integrity problem. The visibility code proposes two-tier publishing as one response. The first tier is the familiar human-facing web, pages designed for people to read, navigate, compare, and understand. The second is a complementary machine-facing knowledge layer that preserves publisher-known semantics. Both describe the same underlying knowledge. They simply provide different representations for different consumers. WebMem is one publisher-side protocol developed to implement that machine-facing layer. It can explicitly represent knowledge through structured fragments for data, definitions, indexes, provenance, relationships, derived information, procedures, and other knowledge functions. But an important boundary remains. Publishers control what they publish. They do not control proprietary AI systems. They cannot dictate what a search engine, answer engine, language model, or agent retrieves, ranks, cites, synthesizes, or ignores. That produces one of the central principles of the visibility code. Optimize what you publish. Measure what the machine reflects. The operating loop follows from that principle. Publish. Observe. Measure. Audit. Correct or reinforce. Then, observe again. That turns AI visibility from a one-time optimization exercise into a maintained publishing and knowledge governance discipline. The visibility code is being developed as a public framework and living reference system for AI publishing and knowledge engineering. Its knowledge hubs cover AI visibility, publishing, monitoring, measurement, auditing, visibility engineering, governance, and related research. The complete framework is openly available at visibilitycode.com. The machine's job changed. Now the publishers must change with it.